From Hollywood to Bollywood. There are thousands and thousands of great movies, from comedy to epic, from thriller to love story. But which all-time great films shouldn't you miss? The film industry in the 21st century has become truly global. Almost every nation has its own film industry, and they've all developed their own distinctive styles. Dubbing techniques have made it possible for people to enjoy films in any language, though the original soundtracks, with subtitles, are still always the best. We've picked a few all-time greats from around the world, which we think you shouldn't miss.
Hollywood Classics. American cinema, or simply Hollywood, has had the greatest effect on cinema in the world since the early 20th century. The Academy Awards, or Oscars as they are officially known, are the highest awards in the film industry. There are so many great Hollywood films to choose from, but our final choice is Easy Rider, the classic American road movie made in 1969, starring Peter Fonda, Dennis Hopper, and Terry Southern. Easy Rider tells the story of two hippie bikers who travel through the American South. It's a story of the problems the bikers face and the people they meet. Easy Rider is much more than just a road movie. The film gives an insight into the social and political issues in the United States during the 1960s, such as the rise and fall of the hippie movement, drug use, and the liberal lifestyles that were new at the time.
Films from the Outback. The Australian film industry is said to be a boom and bust industry, because there have been many years when few films were made, and then times when a great many films were produced. We could have chosen Crocodile Dundee. The 1986 comedy set in the Australian outback and in New York is definitely a film worth seeing, but as our must-see, we've chosen Muriel's Wedding. It's a 1994 Australian romantic comedy drama about a young woman, Muriel, who is overweight, ugly, and socially unaccepted. She's obsessed with the music of ABBA, and daydreams about meeting a man, having a glamorous wedding, and leaving her dead-end hometown to live in Sydney. Although a comedy, Muriel's Wedding deals with serious issues. As Muriel tries to make her dream come true, she encounters many disappointments along the way.
Made in Britain. The 1940s are said to have been the golden age of film in Britain. But the film industry is still an important earner for the British economy today, and films from Britain are still popular around the world. Harry Potter and James Bond, the two most successful ever film series, are both British. As Britain is famous for its humour, we've decided to choose a comedy. Calendar Girls is a 2008 comedy based on the true story of a group of women who were all members of their local Women's Institute, WI. In April 1999, the women produced a calendar to raise money for leukemia research. The film begins, as the true story did, when Annie Clark's husband dies of leukemia. Annie wants to buy a sofa for the visitors' area in the hospital where he was treated. One of her friends has an idea. She suggests they make a calendar featuring photos of themselves. She suggests taking photos of the women doing everyday activities, such as baking and knitting. But to make the calendar really different, the women should pose in the nude. At first, many members of the WI don't approve, but later the calendar becomes a huge success. The original Calendar Girls still produce a calendar every year and have raised over £3 million for leukemia research.
Out of Africa. South Africa has a growing film industry and it's becoming increasingly competitive around the world. We have chosen the film which won the 2005 Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. Tsotsi is an adaptation of the novel by Ethel Fugard. Tsotsi is a South African word for a young person who lies, steals, and can't be trusted. The film is set in a slum near Johannesburg. It tells the story of David, played by Benny Moshe, who runs away from his violent father when his mother is terminally ill. David goes and lives with other homeless children in a slum made of concrete pipes. He changes his name to Tsotsi and becomes the leader of a gang. One day, after a fight, Tsotsi steals a car. He drives away and then discovers a small baby in the back seat. From this point on, Tsotsi's life begins to change. A special feature of the film is the soundtrack, which features Kwaito music. Kwaito is the modern music of South African townships. It adds to the really authentic feel of ghetto street life in the film.
Best of Bollywood. Films from India have now really made their mark around the world. You either love them or hate them, but one thing is for sure, Bollywood films always provide you with a feel-good family drama and some great music. We think everyone should see at least one Bollywood movie in their lifetime. Here's our choice. Three Idiots is a 2009 comedy drama. When it was released, the film broke all opening box office records in India. The main characters are played by Aamir Khan, Kareena Kapoor, R. Madhavan and Sharman Joshi, all leading Bollywood actors. In the film, Farhan, Raju and Rancho, aka the Three Idiots, study engineering together at university. After they graduate, Rancho disappears. Some years later, Farhan and Raju go and look for him again. The movie has all the ingredients of a great Bollywood film. Lots of comedy, complex family relationships, friendships across social classes, and even a runaway bride. No wonder it has now become the most successful Bollywood film of all time around the world.
Films are a wonderful way of getting an entertaining insight into the culture of a country. There are many other great films that we could have chosen, so these really are just the tip of the iceberg. Now all you have to do is get online or get down to your local DVD shop and start watching.